boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Kept telling everybody nobody cared about my birthday because everybody only cared about Super Bowl Sunday.
I would just like to say that you made my bet come true.
What?
Yesterday, you were gone, obviously.
Yeah.
I made a bet with myself on air that you'd bring up your birthday within the first 30 seconds of being back.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like, you said it on air?
Yeah, I did.
I did not hear that. That's funny. You won the bet. What'd you win?
A bet with myself. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. Your birthday fell on the Super Bowl, which is kind of unfortunate for you.
It did. So I was busy that day. We had tons of things we were doing, celebrating my birthday. And by the time we got home, it was like 3-4 in the afternoon. I was exhausted. I was tired. Again, I'm 30. Now I'm old, you know? I get tired now.
Yep.
And so we're like, okay, we're going to take a quick nap. We woke up, and by the time we woke up, it's already like way late into the second half.
Right.
And so Neighborman's like, oh my God, you were missing the Super Bowl. Don't you care? Don't you care about the commercials? And I'm like, at this rate, we've already missed so much. What's the point of turning it on? We finally did. I get to see the halftime, and I watched the last half of the game. But it felt like when you get so old and you don't care about New Year's Eve anymore and staying up to midnight, it felt like that. I'm like, oh my God, does that mean I'm not going to stay up to midnight this year?
That's exactly right. I also felt a little bit like an old person because we pushed off grocery shopping to the point that it was game time. My boyfriend Curly is like, can't you just go?
Ugh.
And I was like, you know what? Fine. Honestly, best decision I've ever made because I have never grocery shopped so fast in my life.
Nobody was there?
Nobody was out. I also had motivation. Like, I want to get back. I really wanted to see the halftime more than anything. But I was like, can we have weekly, like, Super Bowls or something? Because I love this. Nobody's out and about.
Nobody's there. You got in and you got out quickly. That would have been awesome.
It was amazing. So, yeah, call me old, but that was kind of like a dream come true way to spend my Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, unfortunately for you, there's like, what, 7 weeks of no football?
Well,
so there will be.
Yeah.
It's Sundays are going to be busy again at the grocery store.
I need somebody to put on some sort of big televised event.
I mean, they kept pushing for NASCAR.
Who?
Super Bowl. So maybe that's the next thing.
It's news to me.
Well, I know your job is secure, Taylor, but I don't know about mine.
I'm not going to lie. That kind of feels good to hear on my end.
No pressure, but I got a lot of pressure on me right now. Yeah, you don't. I got a lot of pressure on me.
All right.
During this show.
Sweet.
Our CEO today was listening to Lady J, who's on 10 to 3. You can hear her every weekday. And she heard Lady J talking about the snow that is coming tonight and all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
She comes over to me and she goes, I need you to do better weather. I need you to predict better weather than what Lady J is doing. It's not that it's Lady J's fault. Okay. I want to make that very clear.
Lady J is reading the forecast as it's laid out.
But it's like she wants me to somehow change the forecast.
Okay. She wanted us to come in here at 3 o'clock and be like, surprise.
Surprise. Nothing's happening.
Everything's changed.
It's cool. I feel like my job's on the line because that was our CEO.
Mm-hmm.
That's our CEO telling me I got to change things. I can't lie. I can't lie and be like, nothing's happening when things are going to happen.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, your job's safe. She didn't say that to you, Taylor. I'm doomed because I can't lie and I have to still say things are going to happen and it's not good. It's a lot of snow. You know what I'm saying?
You're in a bit of a pickle.
What do I do here?
Keep on refreshing the National Weather Service until it changes. I don't know.
How can I bribe Mother Nature to keep my job?
I'm not going to lie. I got a little sneak peek over here.
I'm doomed, aren't I?
It's not looking good. What was yellow yesterday is red.
Taylor, stop.
So good luck to you. I'm going to kick back and relax over here.
Going to LinkedIn.com right now.
Yep. You might as well get a head start.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you feel a little nervous about the state of your relationship today?
No.
You should.
Oh. Why? Is it going to cheat on me? Do I not know something?
It's Red Tuesday.
What does that mean?
Well, today
is... Does that mean cheaters?
No. today is the most popular day of the entire year that people end their relationships. Red Tuesday. Okay.
Wait, why is it called Red Tuesday? I would call it like, I don't know, Blue Tuesday because you're sad and blue.
Well, I think the red is because it's always the Tuesday leading up to Valentine's Day.
Oh.
36% of people end their relationship.
36?
Yeah, on the
Jeez
week.
Louise.
The week running up to Valentine's Day because some people can't bear the guilt of like pretending to be really romantic on the most romantic day of the year. Yeah. They're like, I can't pretend. We might as well cut it off.
When you said that, I do remember breaking up with a high school boyfriend before Valentine's Day. So that does make me
this
evil.
Close, like 3 days before?
I don't remember if it was like, I don't think it was this close. I think it was like 2 to 3 weeks before Valentine's Day because I just remembered I didn't want to spend it with him because I knew he just wasn't the one. Mm. You know, I knew he wasn't the one in
right.
high school.
As a teenager. Now, riddle me this. Did you do it over the phone?
Girl, I texted him and then I ghosted him. You know how high school went.
Well, it's not even just high school because the majority of relationships that come to an end before Valentine's Day, today especially, 33% end over the phone, 29% over text message.
I don't know if I've ever been broken up with in person. Wait. Technically, my engagement ended in person, I guess. Well, so that was that.
That's I can't say that's good because how do I respond to that? I don't know.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
No, Taylor and I did not get couples massages because I just can imagine the amount of HR violations that would cause.
I personally would rather die.
No, I did get a couples massage, though, with Neighbor Man because that was my Valentine's Day treat for him.
Right.
And he's never gotten a massage before. Ever in his life. I have. I've gotten a couple times, but I've never done a couples massage. I've only ever done it by myself.
Well, and last week you were saying that you had heard mixed reviews about that.
I've heard people say that couples massages are just not as all hyped up as you would think it would be. Mm-hmm. It's not as romantic as you would think it is.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, they are correct.
Really?
I don't know if maybe they make couples massages look romantic and like movies and television, but they're just not romantic. That doesn't mean I wouldn't say you should do it. I definitely think you should do it. I think it's relaxing, but there is no romance in it.
Right.
If that makes sense.
You're laying face down.
Uh-huh.
And you're not really talking.
No, you're not. So here's how it went. So I was in, at first I thought we were going to be in separate rooms and I was like, I asked for a couples massages, but the rooms actually opened up.
Oh.
Like a little slider door kind of came and opened up. So I was kind of technically in one room and he was technically in another room with the door open, like the doors open. But we were like, I don't even know, like we were, there was one table and then there was my table. So we were like straight on to each other. But like where?
Like if you looked up, you'd be looking at each other in the face?
No. Where his head was facing the wall and my head was facing the other wall. So technically our feet were facing each other. So we weren't even facing each other at all in any sort of
way. Okay. All right.
You're so concerned.
That's not what... No. Mm-hmm.
So the only, like, I guess, romantic thing it wasn't even romantic was that the two people who were doing the massages, they had to ask you what you want, right? What do you need to be focused on? What kind of vibe you looking for? They leave and they say, get undressed. And the only thing that maybe was romantic is Neighbor Man goes, you getting naked?
Oh, my God.
I go, no. I'm going to keep my underwear on. You? It's like, yeah, I'm keeping my underwear on. I'm like, great. That's awesome. So he kept his underwear on, kept mine on, and that's it. I mean, I get to see him without his underwear, but I see that, I saw him with his underwear, but I see that at home. So, woo. That's it. And then they turn the lights down. That's it. But I don't see him. I can't talk to him because they've got loud music going, like spa kind of music, you know, like birds chirping and all that fun jet. But otherwise, I couldn't, and then I could hear his masseuse, like, talking to him. Like, I think she might have been asking how the pressure was and all that stuff. But, like, my girl didn't really talk to me. I think she could tell I've been there, I've done that. I didn't really need to be talked to.
So would you do it again?
Yes. My thing is I never once got to relax at all because my mind, I have the brain that can never shut off. That's who I am. So the whole time, I'm, like, thinking, oh, my God, is he enjoying this? Oh my God, is he, they're talking too much. Is he even getting anything out of this? Like, I'm just like having all these thoughts because they kept talking and I'm like, why, what are they talking about? Like, is he even getting massaged right now? Like, they're talking way too much. Are you guys having conversations about what's on the telly? Like, what are you talking about? And then I apparently she was just asking him all the time, how was the pressure? Which I appreciate her doing that.
So what was his review?
He enjoyed it. He said he liked it. He would do it again. I don't know if he'd do couples massages. I think maybe he just wants to do it himself, but...
Well, yeah, because it kind of sounds like you just were like...
You don't really need to be together.
No, you were just butt to butt in like a adjoining hotel room, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think if I ever do it again, I'm going to buy him a massage for himself and I'll buy him one for myself, but we don't need to do it together again. At this rate, I think we should do it at home. You know, you learn how to do a massage and I'll learn how to do a massage.
Oh,
and
we do please. That never turns out 50-50.
No, because one person always gives way better of a massage and way longer than the other one does. And the other person gets screwed.
I could have a feeling I can tell who's who from the way you just said that.
I am so mad that this girl broke girl code. And I don't know if I'm being overdramatic or if I really have a reason to be upset about this.
All right. Girl code is serious.
It is. And you don't break girl code. Okay, so here's the thing. You know that me and Neighbor Man got couples massages for Valentine's Day. We did it yesterday. We did it a little bit early, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was my treat to him because he told me I couldn't buy him anything. Nothing like real, right? That makes sense. Like I couldn't buy him like a thing, an object.
An item, but you came up with an experience instead.
That's what I was allowed to buy him. So we went to the couples massage yesterday because that's what I was going to get him for Valentine's Day. We get done with our massage and that's when they have you pay. And I'm getting my card. I'm handing it to the girl who's at the register. And Neighbor Man goes, you're going to have to decline her card. Please take this card instead. And I looked at the girl at the register and I said, girl to girl, I need you to not accept his card. This is my Valentine's Day gift to him. I need you to take my card. Let me pay for the massages. Mm. I said that. Girl to girl, look at me right now. Let me pay for this.
Jeez.
She broke the code. She goes, I can't do it. I'm going to have to take his card. What? What do you mean you have to take his card? She's like, sometimes we got to let the men spoil us in life. You just got to smile and look pretty. What? What? No. What am I getting him now for Valentine's Day? I'm screwed.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like a little bit torn because I think she did have your back because like she's saying, pop off, queen. You're getting this massage on him. Why would you fight that?
I get that.
Which is great on any other day. But I also understand where you're coming from where it's like, okay, lady, you're putting me behind now because this was my gift. Uh-huh. Now what am I supposed to do?
Uh-huh.
So did you tell her that? Like, I need you. Otherwise, I'm going to go home and spiral and figure out what I have to buy him instead.
Well, I didn't mention the spiraling part.
Well, you should have done that.
That's where I should have went because then she would have understood if I said that. You know, instead of saying the girl to girl, if I just would have said, honey, listen to me. I'm going to spiral when you get home. Mm-hmm. And you know how spiraling goes. I'm never gonna get out of this spiral, and I'm gonna have no idea what to get him for Valentine's Day.
If you want, I can have this breakdown right here, right now, until you run my card.
One of the funnest things about being a radio DJ is being recognized.
Yes,
because you don't see our faces, so it's always like, how do you know who I am?
Well, it's easy because if you laugh, people are like, wait a minute,
I know that. I just always am like, you know, if I'm in like the grocery store and I'm looking for eggs or something, and somebody's like, oh, are you Destiny? I'm like, how do you even know? Mm-hmm. This is crazy. You don't even see my face. It's just always like, I get just fascinated by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, while I'm at my couples massages with Neighbor Man, I got recognized. But it was so weird because I told her I had like my neck's been acting up lately. So she was doing the Lord's work on my neck, right? And she's like, oh, wow, you have such great movement and flexibility. I'm like, this is impressive. And I was like, thank you. She's asking me what I do at work. Do you stand? Do you sit? And I said, well, I kind of do both. But I have a standing desk. And she's like, oh, you must be a nurse. And I said, whoa, did you? No, I couldn't work on anybody like that. Don't let me be fooled, right? I said, no, I'm a radio DJ. She goes, no, you're not. No, you're not.
It does sound like a lie.
Yeah, I know, doesn't it? And I tell her who I am. She goes, I knew it. I knew it. I knew your voice sounded so familiar. But here's the thing. One, I'm naked. The only thing I have on is my underwear. And the other thing that was kind of a little odd is that my eyes are covered by a towel, I think. I don't know why my eyes were covered, but my eyes are covered. Mm. They cover your eyes sometimes. Like I was on my back
on
the bed. And she had my eyes covered. So I kind of felt like a kidnap situation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I'm saying? And she, like, figured out who I was. It was the weirdest thing. Because I can't see her. She's working on me. And my eyes are covered. And she goes, oh, my God, I know who you are.
I mean, at that point, it's kind of like you're in her car. She can't see you. She can only hear you.
Right. I didn't even think about that. But I was like, do I take off the thing now? Like, this is weird. Like, I know you know who I am. I'd like to see you now. Now, like, this is,
but you just laid there like a fish
with the eye mask on me. It was weird. I felt like I was kidnapped, but I was not.
That is really odd.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Nothing yet.
It's coming, though.
You can tell by the way the sky is gray and depressing.
Oh. I don't know. I'm just trying to get the music, the right vibe.
It's the waiting game.
Oh, well, then we need.
Yes. We're on hold, basically.
Yeah, when is that snow coming?
Not until after 3 a.m. Jinx.
The snow will fall mainly after 3 a.m. Wind gusts could get as high as 20 miles per hour. And new snow tonight of less than 1 inch possible. But that's not even including tomorrow. Can you imagine if we gave forecasts like this?
Before you go to bed, make sure to do your stretches because your back is going to be screaming and crying tomorrow while you shovel.
Oh, I got one. Do what I always say the smart people do, and I still don't understand why. Put your windshields up. Not your windshield, the wiper thingies. People do it here, and I never understand why. I think,
I don't do that.
Huh?
I don't do that.
There's a couple. I think you're a genius if you do that.
It doesn't take much.
There's a couple people who like put their like the ice storm we got last week. Mm-hmm. They stuck their windshield wipers up, so they're just chilling. It's like it's like that, you know?
Yeah.
They had them up here, like Spencer from Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN. He had his up, and I'm like, what do you know? What do you know? I need to learn from you. You seem smart.
Well, I think it's just easier to scrape because then they're not stuck. You know, you could do that.
So I seem smart. You know how some things make you look rich? Then there are some things that make you look smart. Mm. And if you do that instantly, I think you've got a bachelor's or a doctor degree. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think he's a freaking genius, dude.
Well, then why don't you just follow suit? I don't understand. It's not revolutionary.
We all know I'm too dumb for that. I mean, come on. I got to stick with what I know. I'm stupid, so I don't do that.
And regret it later, I guess. I don't know.
I might have asked for the lamest, stupidest gift ever for my birthday.
I'm not surprised.
Is that officially a sign of you're 30? Which, by the way, people, oh my God, they are... People won't stop bringing it up here. Everybody's like, happy 30, how's 30?
Because you wouldn't stop bringing it up.
Ugh, I don't like it.
Now that it's happened, you're
I don't like it.
Everybody forget.
Please do. Oh my God, I'm not 30. If then that's the case, I'm still 25.
Sure.
But no, I asked probably for the stupidest gift from Neighbor Man because he's like, what do you want? What would you like? And he kind of knew I needed a new Apple Watch because every time I have a day that I go to the gym, and then I go to work, and then I come home. It's dead before I even come home because the battery life sucks on my Apple Watch. Oh, yeah. It's like a Series 6, dude. Yeah. And I don't even know where they're at right now, but I feel like they're above 10. So he's like, what if we get you a new Apple Watch? You've been really into fitness. This would be perfect for you. Then we kind of thought about maybe like an Aura ring or something like that because that's also kind of like fitnessy, right?
Yeah.
And I was kind of leaning towards that, but then I'm like, I don't know. It feels weird for you to spend all that money. And it's only for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just want something that we can both enjoy.
Mm.
And that's when I remembered we've both been really wanting this espresso machine.
Ah.
And that's when I was like, can we get this? It'll be a gift for the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he got me for my birthday. And I'm so friggin' excited because I would rather have a gift that's for the both of us than for me.
I'm 100% with you.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, okay, so I did this for Christmas. I asked for bar stools because we didn't have anywhere to sit except the couch to eat food. And my boyfriend, Curly, was like, you're going to ask for bar stools for Christmas? And I'm like, yeah, dude, think about it. Then we don't have to have the fight about who's buying it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We don't have a shared bank account. You and neighbor man don't at this point. So then you just get rid of that.
Yes.
That fight of like, well, no, I'm going to buy it. Mm, we'll split it, blah, blah, blah. If you just buy it for the both of us, it's the best gift ever.
Is that what we're going to be like for Christmases, birthdays, anniversaries here on out? Or like the gift we asked for is more of like a joint gift? Because I'm totally here for that. I would rather hands down get a gift that's like, we could both get enjoyment out of it than if it's just mostly for me.
Yeah, I think that makes sense for us. However, I can hear the mothers in the car screaming right now saying, I just want something for myself for once. When you've been with your person for long enough, you start to get angry about really dumb, random things. And that happened to me over the weekend. My boyfriend, Curly, I don't think he was trying to upset me. But what drives me nuts about him... His name's Curly, right? He has this gorgeous, dark, curly hair. I hate when he showers, washes his hair, and immediately puts a hat on after. Okay?
So?
Here's the thing.
Is he getting the hat? Like, because you? I know you guys share hats, so he got a wet?
No, not even that. I just am like, why are you ruining your hair after you just washed it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you put that hat on, you're going to make it frizzy. You're going to flatten it, and it's going to dry that way, okay? So we, Friday night, we're just going to go pick up food. We weren't going to go out to eat. We're going to bring it back home. And he showered quickly, gets out of the shower. I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, the food's going to be ready. And he puts a hat on. And I'm like, why are you putting a hat on? Nobody's going to see you, number one. Number two, you just freshly washed your hair, and you're squashing it down. You're going to come home, and then you're going to have, like, helmet head for no reason. You're ruining your beautiful curls. And he's like, I just wanted to wear the hat.
Does he complain about him like not looking great after a hat?
His hair?
Does he ever complain or does he not notice?
Not if we're just at home, but if we were like gonna go out and about and he had hat hair, he'd put a hat back on.
Oh.
Because it flattens and his curls get ruined. And I'm like, I don't know why this makes me so angry for you. I'm mad for your curls because you're ruining them for no good reason.
They are beautiful.
I'm saying, like, what? Don't wash your hair then. If you just want to have dirty hair, then you might as well not wash it at that point.
True. I mean, if you're wearing a hat, I'd let my hair get so dirty if I wear a hat all the time.
Nobody's going to know what's going on under that hat.
God, if I was a guy, I'd wear a hat all the time and I would never wash my hair.
You don't wash your hair already.
You're right. It's exciting being in a relationship because you get to hit so many milestones and new stages together.
Yeah.
But there's one stage I think we all like forget to talk about that we need to start talking about more because it's an awful stage to be in.
I'm not sure I'm familiar.
Well, lucky for you, maybe you haven't been in this stage or maybe you passed it really quickly. I don't know. But the first stage is like getting to know each other. You're in the talking stage. Next is dating. Right? You've got that relationship status. And before you even get to the engagement, you're in the worst stage ever. And that is, they don't listen to you.
Mm.
I'm in that stage right now with neighbor man that I swear to God, everything I say to him, I'm like, are you even listening?
Mm-hmm.
Are you even listening? I told him something last night. I told him that I had used some of our protein powder for some ninja ice cream. We have a ninja creamy.
Yeah.
For some ninja creamy ice cream, but it didn't get through at all. So the container was still going to be in the cupboard. But I'll get through it tomorrow. Today, he's making his protein shake. He goes, oh, what is this? Why is this still in here? I'm like, I said it to you twice last night. Are you even listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm done talking to you. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm done talking to you. I'm tired of this. Too many times I've said that in a week. Are you even listening to me? I'm tired of this phase.
Brutal.
You ever went into it? Because I'm tired of this stage. When do we get out of it?
Yes. And my... toxic response is always the silent treatment.
See, that's what I gave it to him.
But I do feel I am past it because I think we've moved to the multitasking phase, which I would say is kind of like that where I'll say something, hey, can you vacuum tomorrow? And he goes, yeah. While he's playing on his iPad or something.
Uh-huh.
And I leave it at that. Little do I know he did hear me and I come home the next day and he has vacuumed. So we both, I'll be scrolling on TikTok and he'll be like, hey, can you pick up the mail tomorrow? Uh-huh. And I'll be like, yeah, sure, whatever. I hear it.
But it doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it. So you just need some.
Okay.
some grease on the wheels.
Okay, so Moore saying, are you even listening to me? And more silent treatments before we can get to the
Well,
how am I get to the stage where you're at? Because I'm sick and tired of this stage.
Also, you got to just leave things in front of his face. Like you
sticky notes. Everywhere.
Well, if you were awake before him, then you put the protein powder in bed next to him, so he knows.
I'm never gonna relate to the parents who say that they have the best children ever because they sleep through the entire night. Like the newborns, you know, they're like, "Oh my god, my newborn sleeps through the entire night." You know, I'll never be able to relate to that, right?
Well, but, you ain't got kids,
of right? Of course you don't. I can't relate, but I can kind of relate on like a doggy level. I got the best dogs out there. You know, Evie and Zah. Evie, medium-sized dog. Zah, wiener. Okay? Wiener little dog. Okay?
Tiny.
Wiener dog. I got the best dogs because they like bath time. They don't complain.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? And God, do they love the snow. They love the snow. Mm-hmm. You can't even get them out of the snow sometimes. They like look at me like, Mom, how dare you bring me in the house?
Well, that's sometimes a bummer. Getting
I know.
Them in.
I'm like, even the wiener dog, I'm like, why would you want to be out there? He loves it. He's a little freaking bunny hopping. I'll just show you the videos. He's a freaking bunny jumping out there. He loves it. It's adorable. He's flopping around. He's having the time of his life. So I know he's excited about tomorrow's snow.
Mm-hmm.
However, me and Neighbor Man, we got to be better parents this time. Because the last snowfall that came, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We sucked his parents. Okay? Because when they go outside and they go potty, both dogs get what I like to call the poopy zoomies. All right?
Okay.
They come inside and they get the zoomies after going potty.
And they got wet little paws.
And we screwed up. Because it snowed. They went outside. They got the poopy zoomies and they came inside. And they ran right to the bed.
Oh,
and they got their wet paws with dirt and filth all over our bed. And you know me, it's a pink bed. I got pink sheets, okay? Mm-hmm. We got to be better parents this time and make sure all the doors are closed. Guard the couch, put a blanket on it, something. We got to protect everything.
You got to do what my family does with our dog, Lloyd. He is trained now. My parents keep a towel by the door when it's like muddy or snowy.
I
got to
get our towel out.
He knows you walk in, you sit. Mom and dad are going to wipe off your little paws.
And then you can have the zoomies.
And then he's old now, so he don't get the zoomies, but.
He gets the zoo.
The zoo.
I don't even think we can get to that level because as soon as they get in the house, you can hardly get them off the leash before they're ready to have the zoomies.
Jeez.
Like they're already trying to have the zoomies and you're like, let me at least get you off the leash before you have the zoomies.
Or you just got to be ready to wash your sheets tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I better make sure the laundry's ready to go.
It's their day. Let them have their day.
I guess.
So I live with my boyfriend, Curly, and his younger brother. And for the first time, I felt like I was living with my own siblings this weekend. Mm. For the first time, we had a who took all the hot water fight in our place. So we have three bathrooms, which is great because everybody gets their own. Nobody's in each other's business and it's never been an issue before. But I think it was Friday night. I get home from work. I want to shower immediately before I even think about dinner. My boyfriend Curly had just gotten home from the gym and he went with his brother. They went together. So everybody's in that like, okay, we all just want to like take a shower before we order some food in. So we all go to our separate bathrooms. I like a hot shower, okay? And I crank it. I'm like, where's all the hot water? This is a little lukewarm. And by the end of it, I was shivering. Least favorite type of shower. So we all like meet up in the kitchen. We're talking about dinner. And I'm like, was your shower hot? My boyfriend Curly's like, I'm like, kind of. It's like, mine was pretty cold. And his brother chimes in and goes, oopsie. Probably me. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Does that mean he started first?
Yes.
I guess I don't know the rule or how it goes.
I don't either. And it's never been, like, hot water has never been an issue in our place. But I was like, I feel like I need my mom to show up and be like, you need to save hot water for your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, we need to plan better in the future because I like to be scalding hot.
I think you guys need a shower schedule.
You know what we do.
Sounds stupid, but you guys need it.
I'm going to make a spreadsheet.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a cutesy little trend going around on TikTok that is kind of being dubbed the I met my younger self for coffee trend.
Okay.
You clearly haven't seen this.
No, I'm just scared to see myself.
Well, what people are doing, and it's not, you're not pulling up like embarrassing old photos like I'm sure you're picturing, because no thank you. Sometimes they use a current photo, sometimes it's a video of them like scrolling on their laptop or drinking a coffee, whatever. They write comparisons of their present day self to their younger version of themselves.
How much younger?
That's kind of up to you. You don't have to specify. It's basically, the point is, you're offering your old self reassurance, like, you don't know what's going on in life. Mm. That's fine. You'll figure it out. And I don't even have it figured out now. So, for example, it'll be like somebody saying, I met myself, my younger self, for coffee today. She showed up 15 minutes late. I was 5 minutes late. She ordered a caramel frappuccino. I ordered a matcha. She had on full glam makeup. I had on a skin tint. She told me she didn't know what she's doing with her life. I told her that we got into our dream school. So it's kind of like,
that's cute.
You show growth. Yes, you used to run really late, and now you're just a little bit late.
Uh-huh.
Or how your taste has changed, or your style has changed, and all of that, which had me like reflecting. I'm like, how? I feel like I'm very different. I would be talking to a whole different person, I think.
Dude, I don't even have to go that far, because I felt like 2024 was my year of complete change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I changed myself completely. So I could just go back to 2023, me, and talk to her. She's different. I dress completely different. I am completely different.
Still late, but though.
I will be late for everything. She even will. My own funeral.
Well,
she's not here. We don't know where the body is.
She is sticking to her guns on that one.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I felt like the dumbest thing in the room, dumber than a box of rocks yesterday.
Oh, man.
And sometimes this happens when you're in like a, you know, a company meeting or something, and they're going over things. You're like, oh my God, did I not read the email?
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
This was not a meeting like that. I was at a bank with Neighbor Van. We were going and we were trying to figure out, I'm going to sound so stupid, so bear with me, okay? To figure out how much we are approved for a loan for a house.
Mm.
Things that you're supposed to do, I guess, before you go searching for a house. All that. Again, don't look at me like
that. I don't know either, man.
Here's the thing. I felt so stupid in this room. Thank God no neighbor man knows what he's talking about, because he's talking smartical things with the banker dude, and they're talking smart. I'm glad they didn't ask for my credit score, and they're asking because the guy asking me questions, because I would have been like, huh?
What?
They're going over things like, he's like, something, something, escrow. What's an escrow? It sounds like Scarecrow to me. Are we talking the Wizard of Oz? What are we talking here? I like the Wizard of Oz.
I saw Wicked.
I'm like, escrow? Can you
imagine? Like, okay, anyways.
I should have heard that out. I like Wicked. Yeah.
That guy would have kicked me out.
They're talking escrow. I'm like, what's an escrow? I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. Then they're talking like the percent, I'm assuming, of what you have to pay in interest, right? You got to pay the bank back somehow, some way. And in interest. They're talking that. They're talking fixed or not fixed. What the heck does that mean? I don't know. I wanted something fixed, don't you?
I don't know.
I like scarecrows and I like things that are fixed. So I'm going to assume.
It's fixed. Sounds good.
I want it fixed. I got no clue. And then they're talking about you have to put up money down. And all. And again, neighbor man knows all this. He's like, yeah, I could do that. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, thank God you know what the hell is going on in here.
Dude, I have no idea. I am right there with you. This makes me cry when it comes to like student loans, right? Anytime I log in, I cry because I don't know what it means. And it's
smart
a
things.
Big are saying, number.
Are they saying escrow on there?
I don't know. And my dad is like, what does this say? And I'm like, Dad, I have no idea. This is a different language to me. However, I have a solution for you.
Oh, God, please help me.
What I have learned.
Where were you yesterday when I was in the
store? Why? You didn't tell me. I would have told you. I can't tell you what it means, but I have a solution that I've learned.
Well, we have to go back again, I'm sure. So
okay.
Help me out.
I've seen people on TikTok do this.
I like Wiccan.
Yeah, don't do that. I'm going to be like, cool. I have heard people on TikTok say, use ChatGPT and search. No, hang on there, because I'm going to give you an example.
I have to be like, well, as they're talking about escrow, I'll be like, psst, ChatGPT, what's escrow?
No, you can do it beforehand, because you at least have an idea of stuff that you need to figure out. But you need to ask ChatGPT to explain it in Gen Z girly terms. Okay.
Oh, love
listen.
It. Okay.
Listen. Okay. So
did you do this?
I did. I want to give you an example. Escrow.
Sounds like
I don't know what that means. When I Googled it, it said escrow is a legal arrangement where a third party holds money or property until certain conditions are met. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it means still.
That makes it sound like they're going to hold the money at the bank until we do the inspection and all that fun jazz. I don't know. That's what I'm assuming. I'm probably wrong.
I took it to ChatGPT. I said, explain what escrow is in Gen Z girly terms.
Okay.
Buckle up.
Oh.
They said. Okay. So imagine you're buying a cute designer bag online from a seller you've never met. You're not sure if they're legit and you don't want to get scammed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So escrow is like your BFF holding the bag for you while the seller sends it over. Once the bag arrives and you see it's all good, then your BFF, who is escrow, hands the bag and the money to the seller. If something goes wrong, like the bag is all messed up, your BFF can step in and help you get your money back. It's like a safety net to make sure both sides play fair and nobody gets burned. And then they put a purse emoji and a money emoji and a sparkle emoji.
I can't wait until our next meeting and I start talking to
Dude, I'm telling you, I went ahead and I searched all types.
What else you got?
Sorts of stuff for you. I said, what's the approval process look like for a home loan in Gen Z girly terms? Okay, so getting approved for a home loan is like applying for VIP access to the hottest club, aka the house you want to buy. So here's the lowdown. I won't go through all of it, but I'll give you an idea.
Okay, I'm here for that.
Number one, the application. First, you got to fill out a long application. Like when you sign up for that exclusive rewards program, you'll spill the tea on everything. Your income, your debts, how many avocado toasts you buy in a month.
They ask for that.
It's basically proving you're responsible and can pay for that house without the drama.
Okay, I love this.
You need to do this because it makes anything make more sense and it's actually fun.
Can we start using these in company meetings?
Dude, I'm saying. I need them to send me like a breakdown beforehand so then I can do my research and understand what they're saying before.
And then you're going to start being like, I don't know, but it means she's holding my purse. She's my BFF, hold my purse.
Yes, Diva.
You know, I get a real bad habit of putting things in the refrigerator that don't require refrigerating.
I often overthink that. I'm like, am I going to die if I leave this on the counter?
That's me. Sometimes I don't even look at the label and I just put it in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And then neighbor man will look at it and he's like, this doesn't even require refrigeration. Like, why are you doing this? However, I came across a video on TikTok where I found out something that I do not put in the refrigerator that actually should go there.
Oh, no.
And that is tortillas.
Uh-oh.
Do you put tortillas in the refrigerator?
So no. No. I saw
this girl, she showed on the tortilla that the label says keep refrigerated. And then after that it was like my TikTok knew that I don't do this, because videos after that were people being like, "Oh yeah, I keep this in the refrigerator, don't ask why." I'm like, "What? I keep mine in the cupboard."
So here's the problem.
Am I going to die?
I used to do that. I used to put them in the fridge because they keep longer. Same thing with like bagels, right? You can keep bagels out or you can put them in the fridge and they'll last longer. I used to put tortillas in the fridge until one night we were making quesadillas. My boyfriend Curly pulled them out of the fridge and he couldn't get them to separate. They kept ripping and he had a full breakdown and like ripped up tortillas because he was so mad. So now I don't put them in the fridge anymore.
Well, now are we going to die? That's my next question.
Death by tortilla? Kind of iconic, honestly. If I go down because of the quesadilla I ate, just know I was happy.
I don't know. That's a band name. Death by tortilla.
Genius.
Producer Ben brought up something today that I was like, wow, we don't really talk about this a whole lot, and we should be talking about this.
What kind of knowledge was Producer Ben spitting today?
Well, a lot more than I normally do. But I went back and I had to give him some paperwork, and he was in his little office, and maybe 2 seconds before I walked in, he apparently hiccuped. Mm. I didn't hear it, but he went, excuse me.
Oh.
Even though he knew nobody was around him, he went, excuse me, when he hiccuped. And then I walked in and he goes, oh, do you ever do that? Do you ever say, excuse me, when you burp or you hiccup or whatever? And nobody's around.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, Producer Ben, I don't.
Nope.
I just let
shocking.
I just let it all out. But I'm like, you know what I do though? That's kind of like that is if I bump into anything, whether that's my hand, my body, my legs, whatever it is, I always go, ow. Even if it doesn't hurt, I always say, ow. I think just out of habit, I just always say out loud, ow. Even earlier today when we were getting prepped for the show, I hit my hand on the table and I just went, ow. It didn't even hurt.
Mm.
But what I hate is when people are like, oh, did that hurt? Or, oh,
are you
okay?
All right?
And I don't have the heart to tell them that I was just stupid and I accidentally said it. So I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'm okay.
Mm.
Or, oh, yeah, no, that one's going to sting for a while. I lie. Because I don't have the heart to tell.
Gee whiz.
Like, it was just out of habit. It came out of my mouth. I'm a stupid idiot.
Dude, you know what drives me nuts is my boyfriend does that, but not when he like knocks into something. If I like poke at, because you know, I'm annoying, right?
Uh-huh.
I like to poke at him and try to like get him in like his tickle spots. So if I poke at him, instead of like laughing or being like, oh my God, stop. He goes, ow. And I'm like, that doesn't hurt. You're getting tickled. Why are you saying ow? Ow. It doesn't make any sense.
Does he tell you why? Or is it just, again, out of habit, he just says, ow.
I don't know. I literally am like, I'm not hurting you. And he's like, you're hurting me. I'm like, no, you're saying it's ticklish. That doesn't hurt.
You got to laugh. You're supposed to laugh, not say ow.
It doesn't make any sense. What I do, though, maybe is similar to Producer Ben, because I think I do say, excuse me, especially like in my office, the door's open. I'm like, well, if somebody heard me. But if I grunt when I stand up because my body's hurting, at my old age, I always have to follow it up with my back or explain.
Even if it's not your back?
Yeah. If I'm like, ugh, because I do that a lot. I feel old, okay? I'll be like, ugh. If I sit down or stand up, I'll be like, oh, my back. Because I don't want somebody to walk by and be like, what is going on? Why is she grunting and groaning?
Even though
there?
Nothing is wrong with your back.
Well, yes.
Is it only your back that you say, or do you ever go, oh, my knee?
My legs. I say that one. Oh, my legs. Kind of like SpongeBob, you know?
So now I know you're faking.
Well, I could be telling the truth, or I could just be letting noises out that I can't help.
Remember how like popular girl math was a couple months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's basically like girl math is if you paid for something with cash, it's free.
It didn't count.
It doesn't count, right? And if you had a gift card, doesn't count.
If it's on sale, you saved money.
You did.
Yes.
It would be like a disgrace if you didn't buy it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, like, and if you had like a little bit of like, I wouldn't say rewards, or if you had some type of money from the retail store that you needed to use up, that counts, right?
Totally.
$3.99, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Neighbor Man has heard of girl math, and he bought our new espresso machine. It was kind of expensive with cash, and he's like, you know what, I didn't pay for it. Girl math, it was free.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it with cash. It was free. I didn't even pay for it. I walked, you know what, they should probably arrest me because I didn't pay for
I
it.
Just walked out of that place.
I'm so proud of him for understanding girl math. Like, I'm like, thank you, welcome mm-hmm. to girl math.
Mm-hmm. Now you can't judge me.
Now what? You can't. I know. You can't judge me when I walk in with 600 bags from the store.
Just know they were free in my mind.
Yeah, because it was a sale.
Exactly. I saved us money, babe. You're welcome. So earlier you were talking about how going to the bank to inquire about getting a home loan made you feel dumb.
Oh, my God. Dumber than a box of rocks. And I didn't know that was there. It was possible to feel stupider than rocks. But I did.
It makes me want to cry just thinking about it. Because
mm-hmm.
any sort of like money talk like that, I don't know.
They're
I
using
should know.
Big words, Taylor.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. But I shared with you a hack that I've seen on TikTok of people saying, like, if you don't understand something, go to ChatGPT and ask them to explain it in Gen Z girly terms. Okay.
This is brilliant.
So I went ahead and I searched how to get a home loan in Gen Z girly terms, because I know you went to the bank and stuff, but apparently there's more steps, okay? So, number one, they suggest check your credit score. Think of this like your relationship status with money. Lenders want to know if you're trustworthy, like whether you're a loyal BFF or someone who flakes. A good score shows you're responsible, so keep it in check with a heart emoji. Number two, save for a down payment. Mm-hmm. This is like saving up for a super cute handbag. It's that chunk of cash you pay up front, usually 10 to 20% of the house price. The bigger the down payment, the less you got to borrow, which means smaller monthly payments.
Okay.
Number three.
I just want to know why I have to do a down payment. You should look that up in girly terms.
Yeah, I have to Google that or GPT that. Number three is get pre-approved. Before you even look at homes, which I know you've already messed that up.
We screwed this one up. We looked at homes before. Mm-hmm.
You'll want to get pre-approved, which is like a green light from the bank saying, yes, you can afford this. It shows sellers you're serious and ready to make moves.
It was the yes for me. Okay.
Number
four. They should have said yes, queen, but it's fine.
Well, you know. Pick your battles. Number four is find your dream house. Now the fun part, house shopping. It's like swiping through Pinterest for your future vibe. Go to open houses, look online, and pick a place that feels like home. And then the last one is close the deal. If all goes well, you'll get the approval, and then it's signing time. You'll sign all the papers. Don't worry. It's like an Insta caption. Just follow the directions. And voila, you're officially a homeowner with the little confetti emoji.
That's cute.
I'm saying you got to do this before you go next time so that you can just respond to them when they're like, oh, yes. Have you gotten pre-approved? And you're like, well, yeah.
Yes.
It's like an Insta caption. Yes.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.